shaped like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas came up and surrounded it and gave it a light.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can remember when they put electricity here.
Do you?
Yeah. And we had a furnace downstairs in the basement. Mm-hmm. It's still there. Mm-hmm. And this has been here forever. And we still use it.
Mm-hmm.
And the house next door that was torn down last year, and those apartments built there. But this is the way they everybody heated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very modern.
Mm-hmm. Steam radiators.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we still use it. It's still in operation, and so this is a great big house. It would have cost about $5,000 or $6,000 to take out the radiators and mm-hmm. replace the heating mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. So we've never done it. We still have oil now. That's what it was changed to mm-hmm. oil. At first it was coal. But father had the coal equipment taken out, and the oil he just put in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about the rooms in the house?
What?
Is this the room that you've always used for having company in here, in this area?
Yeah, that was the sitting room. We call that the sitting room because we all sit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the next room to it is the dining room.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see it?
Certainly. And let's see. I have some questions about like the fireplace. What would you call the type of wood that you used to start the fire with?
Pine. And when we when they cut the pine for the lumber that people would order, a certain amount of lumber. I mean, so many feet. And when they would cut the trees, they would be taken to the sawmills. They were taken on what we call lighters. And a lighter was a lot of trees, put one like that, like that. And a man would be on the lighter. And sometimes he'd have a little stove, a little kerosene stove or something like that, and on the lighter. And the lighters were sent from wherever they were cut. And that was all over Georgia, wherever the pine trees grew. And the lighter was strapped together was held together with wood, and maybe there'd be two or three on top of each other. And the man would come all the way down from, say, Satilla, which was over 100 miles away, and different from wherever they would be cut place where they were bought or where they had grown,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd be hauled by carts and ox carts. They would be hauled out of the woods in ox carts and taken to the nearest river, and then they would be picked up, and there would be lighters, and they'd be picked up by some man who could guide them down the river, and they would get on top of the logs, and maybe they'd have a little tiny platform or something, and they would stand on those and sit on them.